Ladies and gentlemen, let's warm up the radio station with the appearance of Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, who covers our area and joins us on a Monday morning.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. Huh?
Jill, our favorite kind of weather, huh?
Oh, we just live for this.
Do you remember the time we had an ice storm just around this time, and it stayed icy forever?
Yes. But I also remember very specifically, it was a different set of dogs, where it didn't crack zero for like 3 or 4
It was 4 or 5 days, and that was about 4 years ago, four or five years ago.
And that just is PTSD worthy.
Maybe this will create another ice jam.
Oh, please. Bite your tongue.
I'm confused about the so-called rain midweek.
Well, it will be, because the temperature is going to go up a little bit. Not a lot. It'll warm up enough to get a little bit of rain.
Well, we're going to get up in the 40s, didn't it, say?
Well, right around 40, yeah, but still.
Well, right around 40 when you're sitting here at -3 is
it's
feeling
balmy.
Tropical.
Right, exactly. Right. Anyway, I don't think I'm going out today, but we did go out last week, had a couple of meetings. Interesting talk by the Sharon Library on Trump and the Evangelicals by Frances Fitzgerald, who has moved into the area. She's a Pulitzer Prize-winning author, and standing room only crowd. It was mobbed, and very obviously timely talk. So that was an interesting time. The rest of the week was kind of performa duties with the ZBA hearing at in North Canaan. This is the hearing on the asphalt, a cease and desist for Metcalf to stop doing what they claim he is doing at his property. He said he is not doing hot asphalt. Others say they saw hot stuff coming out of there. The hearing gave an opportunity for the public to speak this time, and now the board has 65 days in which to respond or make a decision. The lawyer for Mr. Metcalf said there's some confusion because there are two applications pending. The other is to put in a hot asphalt plant, but that one is in court. So one is being dealt with by ZBA and the other by the courts. We had ICE in at Salisbury Lake, at Lakeville Lake.
Yep.
Don Malin, who is the unofficial overseer of the lake, gave his report and said it's in. Now, last week he said, but don't go out there because, you know, the ice is very thin. I don't know if that still holds, whether all this cold weather has made it more sturdy. I wouldn't want to try it either way. So.
Yeah, and remember the year we had two ice ins and ice outs?
Yes. Right.
Stick around long enough, you can
watch it. Yep. See those things happen. I don't think that's going to happen this year. I think we're in for the long run on this one. And the calendar, the Region 1 calendar, is the news that keeps on giving. Sharon Board of Education had a meeting, and the calendar was discussed because, as you remember, there has been some concern about the calendar expressed at other board meetings, and so a survey was sent out to teachers and educational paraprofessionals, and Superintendent Vogel reported on the results at the Sharon meeting this week, saying that it looks like they're going to take out the two Jewish holidays and Good Friday because of there was interest in that, which would give some more days, full weeks, to the calendar. You know, that's been a controversy, as we know.
That's not enough give back. It really isn't, but it's a start.
It's a start, but, you know, people are just really upset with 15 out of the 39 weeks are full weeks for next year, so this will add a couple of more full weeks to it, but, you know, the partial days for PD and the full days for PD are another concern that's been expressed at many of the board meetings.
When you're below 50%
in 4 weeks of school,
that's amazing.
But also, what is that? Just in terms of intent overall, what does that say about, like, hey, you're going to get a job, but you get 3 days, I'm not talking about teacher, I'm talking about you go out into the workforce, and, you know, it's a five-day...
work week.
You show up. It's, oh, I have to go, this is short.
Yeah. And she, you know, when Doug Cahill, the chairman, asked about talking to parents, Dr. Vogel said, you know, she just said you'd have 1,000 responses, and she couldn't sort through all that. But it's the parents who have started this concern, expressed their concerns because of the disruption and the idea that you have to scramble for child care when these days come up. And one of the board members who said he's the only parent on there, Mr. Plekoff, said it is very disruptive to those parents who have to find after-school program and never knowing, you know, the schedule changes weekly, he said. It's very disruptive.
She doesn't have to just listen to the parents. Listen to the teachers. The teachers will tell you the same thing.
Yeah. Well, it is, and they have said that. They have said that, but it's, as you say, it's at least a start, and there's got, you know,
but
hopefully.
There's also a narrative going on that just seems a little bit divorced from common sense here.
Mm.
That's all. That's my opinion only.
Okay, then looking forward to this week. Next, tomorrow, we have Cornwall Board of Selectmen. We have Sharon Board of Selectmen.
Yeah, the Sharon Board of Selectmen I mentioned because, once again, they're going to set a special town meeting date for the lease here at 67 Main Street.
They seemed quite acceptable at your meeting, at the last meeting,
and
when you were there.
They're also going to have a Sharon Playhouse request at the Sharon Board of Selectmen meeting. So,
oh, okay. Okay. And then on Friday, there's a program on Robert Burns at the Cornwall Library, and you're going to get scotch and haggis, and it's going to be his birthday, so they're celebrating it, and so that should be interesting. And then on Friday and Saturday down the street from you at Standard Space, they're going to do a recipe, and the author is going to be cooking recipes as she speaks. And
you get to eat the product, too.
Yes, and you do. I'm going to try that one. Sounds delicious. And on Saturday, the Hunt Library, our next art exhibit is from 4 to 6.
Now, we do have the Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association. They have their next wellness clinic. That is coming up on the 23rd. That's Wednesday, I think, from 1 to 3 at Salmon Kill Road.
Oh, good.
And
very good. Hopefully people can get out by then.
And, of course, the ABC committee is meeting at 7 o'clock on Wednesday.
Yes, I did forget that. The 23rd,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah.
Yes, ABC, yep. And they will be discussing that calendar, from what I understand. That's going to come before them.
The ABC and the Region 1 Board have to learn to stand up. And I think they have the ability to listen to parents much easier than the superintendent. That's why they're there.
Yeah.
The superintendent can't. I hate to agree with her. But as an individual, she can't go through all that. But that's why she has boards of education.
Well, they're the eyes and ears of the community.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
They're the ones
that
listen.
It was set up as a structure, as a stepped structure, so that the information moves. Again, the basic setup is sensible.
Mm.
It's just not being... doesn't appear to be being applied the way it was set up.
They're the ones people complain to, and they're the ones that should take those complaints with strength to the superintendent.
And the ABC was specifically, as you well know, had been sort of defunct for a long time, and they brought it back just for that purpose, to be the communication, the liaison between the boards and the community and the parents and everybody. So you're right. Yeah, that is the way to go. So.
All right.
Okay, well, stay warm, guys, and stay careful.
Well, you stay warm and stay careful, too, and say hello to Ed for us, and watch that ice on the Housatonic down there.
bite your tongue. Okay, guys, take care.
Bye-bye. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report. You can find, of course, Ruth and the Republican American at rap-am.com on the web.